Chapter 19. I knew we should have tried to find somebody who worked at the station to help, but my thinking wasn't very straight at that time. It was kind of wobbly, and I was getting like a gazillion different ideas of what to do every second. That's a very noisy head, and, don't forget, Daniel was still crying. A train rumbled onto the platform from the tunnel, and my instinct was to jump on. Instincts are funny. You hear about them with animals, like when sea turtles hatch and move towards the ocean without anybody telling them which way to go, or when baby kangaroos jump into their mummy's kangaroo's pouch when they're born. I felt myself wanting to jump onto that train, although nobody had told me it was the right way to go. I took Daniel's hand, trying very hard not to think about when he had picked his nose earlier, and stepped on. It was South Kensington Station we were supposed to be going to. I remembered Mrs. Hutchinson saying so, and I remembered that when I went to the museum with Mum and Dad, we had to walk quite a lot through the station to get out near where the museums were. Daniel and I found seats on the train. Do you know where to go? Sobbed Daniel. Yes, look on that map up there, I said, pointing towards the one that shows all the stops. See if you can find South Kensington on it. We looked. Very carefully. Marylebone Station came. We still searched the map, but South Kensington was nowhere on that brown line. My heart sank as I said to Daniel, I think we have to change trains again. I love the peanut, but suddenly I wished that we went to more places on the train so I knew where I was going. Let's tell someone we're lost, pleaded Daniel. No, we're not lost, I said. I kind of knew where we were, but I wanted to get us out of this mess. Now that Daniel was all snivelly and depending on me, I wanted to be a hero. We just have to get off this train, I said. We'll be fine. We got off at the next stop. It was Baker Street. Baker Street sounded very familiar. It sounded like home and good memories. I thought maybe it was another station that was close to the museums, and that's why I remembered it. Daniel was like a big lump of Play-Doh that couldn't think. I had to do all the thinking, but it sort of felt okay. He wasn't being mean to me anymore, at least. I wondered whether our class knew we were missing by now. I imagined Mrs. Hutchinson's hair going crazy with worry. I'd never seen her really worried before, and I wondered what it looked like. We exited the station, crossed over at a Pelican Crossing, and walked down a busy road with lots of cafes on it. There was a Sherlock Holmes museum. I don't know much about Sherlock, but my parents are crazy about a TV show about him that has Benedict Cumberbatch in. Another thing I know about Benedict Cumberbatch is that he can't say the word penguin. I only know this because one time, when I walked into the kitchen, my mum was watching a video about him and laughing so much that tears were falling from her eyes. The road started winding to the left, and as we turned the corner, something touched my shoulder from behind. I swung my head around, and what I saw made me scream like a hyena who was about to be eaten by a bigger, scarier creature for dinner.